Welcome, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So for this meeting, just a note that there are a couple of friends here visiting. So for the duration of this meeting, if we could suspend the past meaning to simply be without a narrative, nothing that you need to do, nothing that you need to fix or accomplish, nothing that you need to attain, nothing that you need to remember. Simply sit comfortably and welcome your experience, whichever way it is appearing to you. The warmth of the body, the gentle breath, to be fresh in this moment. Like a newborn baby, to be not knowing, allowing being to be. Without a personal doer, because there is no such a thing. In your experience, there is presence. Awareness taking on the form of sensations with your eyes closed, thoughts and sensations. But the elephant in the room is this invisible awareness. Formless, genderless, magical. We are so habituated to identifying with something, some form of identification. But as presence, as awareness, there is no need for any identification. There is a freedom. There is peace. Effortlessness. Effortless awareness. And there is no personal self, which is separate, which stands apart from this effortless awareness. Which is the heart of silence. Pregnant with love and light. Peace. Freedom from worries and concerns. Notice how whatever appears to you appears in awareness. It's arising, one could say, from awareness to awareness. Like a ripple appears on the surface of the pond. Arising out of the pond and dissolving back into the pond. Nothing is happening to the pond. Nothing ever happens to the pond in spite of infinite ripples of various size and various shape. The pond remains as it is. You are that. In this metaphor, you are the pond and the ripple. The ripple arises out of you, to you, within you, as you. Similarly, the world, meaning perceptions, via the senses, appear within consciousness and out of consciousness and to consciousness. Sensations, images, thoughts. Nothing ever happens to you, you meaning consciousness. Sometimes via thoughts, via what we refer to as the mind, we are seeking to find truth. But the mind is conditioned. It is taught, it is trained, it is made out of the past. It is conceptual. It is an instrument, a limited tool. But truth is limitless. It is only via the limitless that the limitless is revealed. Only when God reveals itself, then God is revealed. When God is hiding in plain sight, as this ordinary awareness, in some scriptures, it is said that this ordinary awareness is extraordinary. These are not words uttered in vain. It is a pointer. This ordinary awareness, this formless awareness, even the sense of me, the separate me, appears within this ordinary awareness and is made out of awareness. The sound of silence. In the Hindu scriptures, it is said that Atman is Brahman. That this ordinary self is in fact universal self. That this sense of me is universal, impersonal. Does not belong to a particular form, but in fact the sense of me is formless. There is no need to identify the sense of me with any form. So we can let go of the past, because in reality, we never do, in fact, experience any past outside of a current thought or memory, which appears within awareness right now, in this moment. So you can be, just simply be, being meaning not knowing, no history, no story, no narrative. Because narratives and stories belong to the body mind, we need to know our parents, we need to know the location of our home. But that's only for the body mind. It does not serve any purpose when it comes to our inquiry into truth. And truth, which is love, which is freedom, which is joy, which is beauty. So we can dive in the ocean of not knowing. Not looking back. Deeper and deeper. Releasing, relaxing, letting be. It is inevitable that all matter dissolves and time returns to its formless nature. Your history, your story, your ideas, your beliefs, your accumulated sensations and memories, histories are bound to dissolve. That which is and cannot not be. This remains. Because it does not belong to the phenomenal realm. In the realm of reality is your realm, your true realm, that which is not in time and space. That which is not subject to cause and effect. That which deep down you know yourself to be, in spite of the superficial games of identification which you seem to cherish. So allow, be and let be. Freshly, moment by moment. No direction, no purpose, no objective. Because you are already that. You are the home that you seek. It's a done deal. Don't mistake yourself to be an entity in time and space. So, if you have some questions, anything that you would like to explore, please make sure to unmute yourself.